Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
A federal court has blocked a West Virginia law banning trans athletes from teams aligned with their gender identity after a 13-year-old transgender girl was not able to run for her middle school track team. This comes as anti-trans legislation has been cropping up more and more across the country, with the debate over trans women in sports continuing to dominate the country's culture wars. For more on this, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Shannon Minter, legal director at the National Center for Lesbian Rights, one of the nation's leading advocacy organizations for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender people. Shannon, thank you so much for joining us this morning. So I'd like to know, what are the legal arguments about this? There have been a number of states that have passed similar kinds of legislation, and it seems like the courts are constantly ruling for the students. So what are the legal arguments here?
Yes, you're right. So far, just about every court has held that these laws that ban transgender girls from playing on any girls' sports team are sex discrimination. And that's the argument. It's very straightforward that adopting this rule that excludes every single girl just because she's transgender is a type of prohibited sex discrimination, and that it just can't be, there's not sufficient reasons to justify doing that, that they're too extreme, they're too categorical, they're a group-based rule that doesn't look at individual circumstances. And under longstanding sex discrimination law, states can't pass laws based on those types of overbroad generalizations based on a sex-based trait.
And particularly when it comes to sports, we're talking about potential violation of Title IX, right?
Yep, Title IX prohibits sex discrimination. The Equal Protection Clause of the Federal Constitution prohibits sex discrimination. So those are the two legal bases, and that's what this federal court just held, that West Virginia's ban violates Title IX and that it also violates the Equal Protection Clause.
So the West Virginia Attorney General, Patrick Morrissey, has vowed that he's going to keep the law in place. Can he do that?
No, he cannot. He could ask the U.S. Supreme Court to review this decision. I think that's what he means. But in the meantime, you know, the state will have to comply with this new order. And, you know, just to remind everyone, this is just about one girl, one middle school girl who's been playing on girls' teams with no problems. And I would hope that he would not make her the focal point of any more unwanted attention.
One of the other things he said is that women's safety needs to be secured. Is their safety jeopardized by the participation of transgender youth?
No, not at all. This little girl is no no different than any other little girl in terms of safety or athletic ability. She's lived her whole life since she was very young as females, been on medical treatment. So she goes through the same, female puberty as other girls. There's no safety issues here. That's something that, you know, should be looked at on an individual level, not based on, you know, characterizations about an entire group of people. If all you know about a girl is that she's transgender, that doesn't tell you anything about her athletic ability or whether it would be safe for her to compete with other girls. That's something that really has to be looked at individually.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. That was Shannon Minter, Legal Director of the National Center for Lesbian Rights.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.